Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. I had the privilege, I'm going to use that word literally, of attending Cindy Adams's 94th birthday party last night on Park Avenue in Manhattan. If you listen to Cindy Adams Sunday afternoons on WABC, come on. She sounds like she's 40, maybe 50, 94? I'll be in a jar someplace. But the woman is just amazing. I've known her for decades. So she's got the soiree, she's got the party, and invites me. And I go out of respect for her. And she goes, I don't want any presents. So I said, okay, but I'm going to donate some money to the North Shore Animal League out here on Long Island in your name. Cindy's a big dog lover. Okay, so I go up there to the party. Now, I'm not a big party guy. You guys probably know that. I'm not a small talk guy. You know, a lot of people love that. And nothing wrong with it. But I don't have that gene. You know, I kind of avoid those kind of gatherings. But as I said, out of respect for Cindy, I showed up. And at the party was a pretty strong lineup of New York luminaries. So first we had the governor, who was there with her husband. I never met her husband before, Governor Hochul. Then we had the mayor, Eric Adams, who was there. Then we had the former governor, Andrew Cuomo. Then we had Al Sharpton. I said to Cindy, did he sneak in here? No, he's my friend. Okay, all right. Okay. Woody Allen. Don Lemon, late of CNN. Rosanna Scotto, one of my favorites. Channel 5. So it was a lot of people there. A lot. And then there were, you know, big WABC contingent because Cindy does work on this radio station. Now, when I'm in those situations, I just, how can I describe this to you? I don't want to be intrusive. I don't want to be a person who does something that is untoward that would reflect poorly on Cindy Adams, number one. But at the same time, I'm not going to kiss anybody's butt because I never do that. Ever in my entire life since I'm 2 years old. I just can't. But I was able to have some nice conversations last night where I learned a lot, particularly with Governor Hochul and her husband, who's a former federal prosecutor in Virginia. And we talked about crime. And I guess I was a little obnoxious, but I didn't want to be. And I said, look, I'm going to tell you what I would do if I were the governor of the state right now, and I laid it out to Governor Hochul what I would do. And I'm not going to give you the back and forth because that's not right. It was an off-the-record party. But I did say that as the leader of the state, you've got to get out in front of this thing. And you got to show the people that you're working to protect them. And here's what you're doing very specifically. That was essentially what it was. There wasn't a lot of pushback either. It was more of a creative thing. I gave her some media suggestions, that kind of thing. With Adams, I don't think that Adams is anywhere near as destructive as de Blasio was. I think de Blasio just was the worst, probably the worst mayor ever in New York City. 8 years of him really damaged the city. Adams, I think, wants to do the right thing, but he's got to confront the forces of evil that are in New York City. And that was, it was more philosophical with him, but there were a few things I wanted to know. You know, what his access is to certain people, what he feels he can and can't do with the city council, that kind of thing. Because I, you know. And then Andrew Cuomo was brief. His mom was there, Matilda Cuomo, who I really like and known forever. So we were joshing around, and they both said, you should give Chris more of a hard time. And I said, okay, with your permission, I'll certainly do that. So I stayed about 90 minutes, which is much longer than I usually stay at any gathering. Food was good. And it was a good vibe in the room. Sharpton, I didn't talk to. I someday I'll tell you why, but I helped him out. And he did a Judas on me, and so that's not gonna, that riff will never heal. But I wasn't disrespectful, but he knew I didn't want any part of it.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.